Late in 1895, Wilhelm Conrad Röntgen first noticed the strange effect which led to the announcement of his discovery of X-ray.
They remained a mystery even to the scientists. That is how they got their name. X for the unknown.
X-ray. Oh, he's a radiology tech.
Oh, wow. Like, oh, that's cool.
Snap.
I'm fighting the urge to not go. Shout out to Endo. I got to stop doing shout outs.
Where's the telemaker, bro?
Is the tube out of X-rays?
Yeah.
What's going on? Why don't you test these BE tips out for us?
Bruh.
Yes.
Wow.
What?
Dang, that's a double whammy.
I was like, yeah. Twerk the histogram.
I got to shoot X-rays.
Longhorn is trying to email us right now for a sponsorship?
Did he make you go repeat the X-rays for him?
No.
Shout out to Bronx and ERCPs.
We're all radiologic technologists. Welcome back. Don't be a sussy baka like my nieces tell me not to do.
What?
Yeah, man.
What does that even mean?
Yeah, hey, I don't know. My preteen nieces were telling me these new slang that I know about.
No cap?
Don't be a... No cap. Don't be a sussy baka. I hope they listen to it.
Do you... Have you
I
ever...
I know what that means. I think they ripped it off of us. Like,
I thought you called
don't
me
Don't be suspect.
Oh my gosh. Do you have you ever Googled like what a word means from like a song or something? Every time I do it, I feel 1,000 years old.
Have you ever like heard a word that you didn't know and then like you look it up and now you know it and then all of a sudden you start hearing it everywhere?
Everywhere.
And you're like, how come I didn't hear this word before?
That happens to me all the time, Eddie. Yeah. No cap.
No cap. Anyway, so let's talk about episode 10.
Episode 10, a huge
episode
hit.
Episode 10 was a good episode.
Have you guys been looking online? Like, it's blown up. People love Rosie's Anatomy, the game. We're getting comments. We're getting DMs. People love the game. It was super fun.
So, like, I want to do it again, but I want to do it about something else. So, if you guys want to do it, just comment. Slide it in DMs.
Yes.
Post it, comment. I don't care what you do, but I kind of want to get other people involved, like do a live game show.
Yeah, man, that was super fun.
Every once in a while, I think that was pretty cool. But
X-ray Family Feud.
But let's talk about
we could take callers.
I just got audio dialed in. Please don't let me add live callers to it. Yes, you can do live callers for sure, but
we'll start it gets with AI callers.
Well, yeah. Do some AI callers. That's not a bad idea. I like that idea. We should probably do that sometime.
Oh man, but let's talk about that audio.
Dude, that was rough, man. That was
so for you, for everyone out there, we had an awesome time together.
Hey, well, hold on a second. John, if you move that mic stand, speaking of if you move that mic I'm gonna punch you right in the face.
We literally just had like conversations today.
There's no need to move it.
I'm not even moving.
There's no need to move it. Sorry. Cut that.
John's trying to be Celine Dion over there.
Listen, I never had a chance.
So we recorded this whole episode.
Yes.
And you know what's even funnier is that at the end, our producer, Patrick, I call him the Irish Spielberg. Wait, you're not Irish though, right?
Yes, my name is Patrick.
Okay. Our Irish Spielberg joked around and said, hey, guess what? I lost all the audio. Yeah. And then he said, no, I'm just kidding. And
you
then later on, he said, yeah, no, I for real lost
the
audio.
Did, yeah. I've been on a really weird tear lately where if you say something, you're going to manifest it. Not to get too like... I made a joke like, hey guys, I forgot to press the record button. Cut to me sweating bullets 24 hours later at night, avoiding all texts from John and Rose. Like, oh, I don't ask about the episode because all the audio. Luckily, we had backup. Yeah. We had a backup scenario.
Yeah, man.
It was rough.
It was all good.
Thank you for all those who listened.
Exactly. For those who are back to or listening to episode 11, thank you. We Patrick and I frantically try to figure this out trying to make it the quality sound a little bit better.
Yeah.
And if you guys listen to the raw footage, it's a little cringe.
It was rough.
Very cringe.
A lot cringe. but we got it dialed in. So now, I've been listening to a bunch of other podcasts, and especially now, for real now, starting episode 11, we're like super professional audio. Which, you know what?
So funny.
You know what? Nobody even cares. But when I listen to a podcast and it just sounds like they recorded a Zoom, I'm just like, I can't listen to this. So now we're coming in live. Do you want, let's jump into a review.
Yeah, let's jump to a review. Let's go. First of all,
go ahead.
I'm Roosevelt.
What up, Rose?
Patrick.
Patrick here.
We got John. And today we got Eddie back.
Eddie.
Hello, hello.
Back to you, Pat.
We're here in the middle of the week. We all worked all day. It's been a crazy week for me. I know y'all been working like crazy. And we're getting a ton of feedback from everybody. Thank you guys for listening. Thanks for rating. Thanks for reviewing. Thanks for subscribing. We're getting a lot of feedback. A lot of people like to get hyped up to the Catheter Jockeys podcast on their way into work. They're driving in, they're stuck in traffic. They're listening to us. They're listening to our great podcast. And for those of you guys that are going a little extra, you're leaving us reviews. So we have to give a little shout out to people leaving us reviews. And if you want to go extra, extra, we actually have human beings donating money to the Catheter Jockeys podcast. So thank you guys.
For sure.
Thank you
link
guys.
And
thank
bio. You. If you're on our socials, if you're on our descriptions for the actual podcast itself, there's links. You guys can help us out. Help us pay for the subscriptions.
For these microphones that you're hearing
for in the mics.
Technicolor. Yeah, man. So somebody left us a 5-star review. Goes by the name of Tim D. Jones 5. 5 stars. Thanks for that.
Hey, will we ever read a 1-star review?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, but I don't want to encourage people to leave it.
Yeah, but don't do that.
But I'll read. I'll definitely
I'm a straight ban you, son.
No, I definitely, I want to see that.
I thought we were deleting all of the 1-star.
I don't think we can.
Cut that. We got the algorithm. Before you start posting 1-star reviews, now that you're sort of low-key incentivized to do that.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't do that. If you have some criticism, you know, email us and I'll probably still read your criticism. Like, hey,
do a 3-star if you have some criticism.
All right, cut his mic. How do we cut his mic?
Jesus, Eddie, what are you doing?
All right, we got five stars. We got a 5-star coming in hot, Tim D. Jones 5. And his review is titled, I Found My People. And thanks for finding us, man. It goes, y'all are hilarious. You've moved up to my #1 podcast. What? I've been in the field for a while, and there's hardly anyone that I've worked with that I can relate to. I started shooting x-rays in the Navy, and I've kept with it. Beyond grateful for my job and for being part of such an important part of the hospital. I really liked the mentor episode. Shout out to episode #9. It made me think of the first two techs I worked with. They told me to look at it as an art, and that's how I see it to this day. Appreciate you guys. Tim D. Jones. Man, that's an awesome review. Thank you so much for the feedback.
Tim D. Jones.
Dude.
Man,
that's awesome.
That's awesome.
Very heartfelt. Jeez.
I love.
That's good.
I like to see it, man. That those are the kind of things that make us all meet together and record after a hard day's work. And like we said, we're kind of trying to uplift the profession and, you know, chat about the life of an x-ray tech, RAs, Eddie, some kind of undercover like sales rep guy. I don't know what he does exactly. He's never really made it really abundantly clear. Guy. I don't know what. You work in IR. Never mind. Okay.
He plays with Roosevelt's catheter.
Whoa. Well, I mean, yeah, technically, yeah. But I mean, easy with the innuendos, John.
Your endo.
That's really locked in.
Shout your endo.
Shout out to endo.
I've seen Todd from Scrubs. Yeah. In your endo.
High five.
Oh, man.
In
anyways,
your endo 5.
That brings us to today's topic. This is a topic Patrick brought up and wanted to do.
It's near and dear to my heart.
It's near and dear to his heart.
As is always. Literally anything x-ray.
Always. Today it's about the challenges in x-ray school. We already covered that in episodes 1 and 2, but it's more of an individual story of why and what created the bond between your classmates, or if you had a bond between your classmates.
I don't know about you, but I distinctly remember we were fortunate. We had like a x-ray pinning ceremony. The pinning ceremony is at the end of x-ray school. It's sort of like, for us, it was our own little radiology graduation ceremony. And I loved it. It was one of my, it was one of my favorite things I've ever been to date, because it really made it feel like an accomplishment. And I remember to this day getting ready or in the middle of that pinning ceremony, like, man, x-ray school was the hardest thing I'd ever done. You know?
Yeah.
It was a big accomplishment because it was an accumulation of 2 years of hard, free labor, number one, clinic, and hours and hours and hours and hours of studying and taking tests and passing and failing and almost passing and almost failing, all this stuff. So I remember it being sort of overwhelming in a way, like, man, like, hey, I accomplished something. And it,
yeah, it was super overwhelming. That was, it was a lot
for a two, for most people are going to go through a 2 year program. Man, it was like sort of all consuming. I mean, if you do it, I don't know if it's the right way, but if you do it right, it's x-ray school. It's going to take over your life for a year or two.
Right. Right. I mean, oh, Eddie, did you have
all you do? Yeah. For those 2 years.
So,
and then you're also like, did I do the right thing?
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm.
So here's what I'm curious about. So Patrick and I went to school together. We graduated together, and you know, for a long time, I thought this is how a lot of programs are, how ours was structured, right?
Sure.
You know, but so John went to, you did 4 years, right? You had a bachelor's in it.
I ended up with a bachelor's by the end, but it was a 2 year program. And then,
no, I mean, as far as like with your classmates and stuff like that,
2 years straight with
same classmates,
same class.
Yeah. Eddie, how about you?
Yeah, 2 years. Well, the ones that survived it,
right?
I mean, we started with 28 and ended with like six.
Wow.
So did you
what? Eddie? You went down from 28 to six?
Wow, yeah. Dude.
So I mean, that jeez. Just wow. That's a heck of a wow. Oh.
That's so. I don't know if it's like the entrance.
Were you on
here yet?
Or
was bad? Or
that seems like a game show. Those kind of numbers.
I
are
know,
like,
man.
Yeah, no,
it's not numbers.
So, well, let me ask you this:
they were going back, like, so they'd go back a class.
Let me, it's like Squid Games minus, you know.
Oh, dude, I'm thinking Squid Games.
Like, well, I went to an accelerated program.
Sure.
So
let me ask you this, Eddie.
Okay. When, so like a day was like a month's worth of learning.
When you go through a program like that, like where that many people are dropping, do you like not form close emotional bonds with anyone?
Well,
you're like, I can't get too close to you, man. You might not be here tomorrow.
No, my experience was it was more like high school, the way everybody explains high school is like just everybody was backstabbing, little groups were formed.
Little
and so I just kind of just stayed quiet. Yeah, I just kind of stayed quiet. I was paying for going to school, you know, so I'm like, I'm just here to learn and
I'm really
not here to make any friends.
Yeah.
And I just want to make sure I pass this because I don't even know if I can.
So you were kind of a lone wolf.
It was scary. And I was just, I would just kind of sit there. And it's funny because one of my teachers would call me Kilroy because I would sit there just with my hands and I'd just watch everybody.
Oh, I could see that.
Sit there.
I watch you on these podcasts.
Everybody was crazy.
That's a good
just
nickname, yeah.
Sitting there just watching. Yeah. And I'm just observing everything that's going on. I'm not forming any
judgment
clicks with anybody. Yeah. Or no, actually, tons of judgment in my head. But I'm just staying quiet, like just sitting back, learning everybody.
Is that kind of your demeanor a lot of the time? Kind of sit back?
Yeah, I'm very chill.
So, no, I know you're chill, but
sit
like...
sit back, relax.
For me, half the reason why I go to school and really enjoyed x-ray school was the social component. And not just socializing, but like, and this kind of ties into what we're saying... the people that I went to school with, we didn't have a lot of people fail. When one or two folks did, it was like a heartbreaker. We were like all deeply saddened as a class. But I made it a point to make those bonds with people, like, because I didn't have the confidence to do X-ray school on my own. I was just like, bro, this is, I've never had this amount of information dumped on me at one time. And I got a test in 2 weeks. Like, I need some help. Right. Now, keep in mind, I was in a little different. I was like younger on scholarships and financial aid. So
most people in my class were a good 10 to 20 years older than me. I was like,
yeah, because you're
young ones.
Yeah, you're my age too. You were like 18, yeah. 19, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was hard.
I think it was like the first episode. Most of the people in my class, this was like their second career going.
That's why I'm curious why you say it was like high school. In other words, I wouldn't expect a bunch of mature, you know, 30 something year olds to be.
Well, they
clicky.
All worked at like restaurants and, you know, stuff. I don't know. I don't think it was like very professional. They were all trying to help themselves to be better. And so it was, I guess their last school was high school. And so that's what they related this to be. And so that's how they made their experience.
I can see that.
I was always sort of the anti-click. I was sort of, and I did this in high school and definitely college and definitely X-ray school. I was a little bit cool with everybody for the most part. You know what I mean? I tried to make those bonds, but it kind of goes into what I'm saying is if you're a lone wolf like Eddie, I'm going to be honest with you. It's probably going to be a harder time in X-ray school, straight up. It worked for Eddie, and it seems to, I mean, Eddie's a certified badass, so there's going to be those outliers, but if you're listening now and you're in X-ray school and you're that lone wolf, if it's working for you, hey man, rock and roll, keep going, or girl, rock and roll. But honestly, in X-ray, in other classes, I kind of honestly, in my prerequisites and when I pursued education after X-ray school, I kind of went for the same approach, Eddie. I went for like a lone wolf, like, especially as I started as financial aid and scholarships dried up, I was paying for myself. I was more just like on the grindstone, back at the front of the class. Like, I don't have time to make friends. But
I wasn't 100% sure I was going to graduate. You know?
Okay.
Like, I was like, could I pass the boards? You know, like, yeah. could I do it? So, I mean, like, I'm like, you know, I'm just concentrating on studying and then also working, you know, working after school.
I'm going to give you an argument for, because I definitely get the lone wolf approach. I understand completely. But for me, forging those bonds with my classmates, it was sort of out of my comfort zone, especially in X-ray school, because you kind of have to be very vulnerable. You have to say, hey, does anyone know what we just talked about in physics class? Like, what is an anode?
Anyone get this?
So
no, I mean, I'm not gonna lie, I made two good friends, so
okay,
I definitely did talk to them.
Hey, that's a third
about
class
it.
See, for
do you still talk to them now
at the end? Yeah. At the end.
Yeah. Do you still talk to them now, Eddie?
I don't, unfortunately. Life,
John, how about you, man?
And I mean, it's been like 15 years, so
yeah,
we had a great class. And we didn't have anyone fail either.
Nice.
They're like 22, 24 people, I think. And I still talk to we had like kind of like a core people that we would always go to the Skyline Tavern after clinicals.
Shout out to Skyline Tavern, wherever that is.
Have drinks. Shout out Skyline Tavern.
See, that's another thing is for half the time I couldn't drink. I wasn't old enough. So I think that was also another part.
Yeah, oh my God. Hey, no.
I don't believe that stopped Roosevelt.
I got Well, yeah, that didn't stop me at all.
It's like pocket flask, Camelback.
Yeah, it's called.
It's called Chili's.
Like what? Listen. We'll get into that later about our little Patrick and I's story of our bond. But
yeah.
But
I'm already.
You still talk to people, John?
This is a PG show.
Yeah, that's why. That's why we
decided
explicit
it was PG
material.
Oh yeah, MA. But yeah, no, I still talk to him occasionally. You know, for right out of X-ray school, we were still all close and hung out, and you know, now it's
so just out the gate
over 10 years
from this small little sampling of data. I'm gonna speak your language, John. Roosevelt and I had a very tight class as well. We had we had one or two folks that had to kind of go back. And do like a 3-year track. But largely we stuck together as a group. So John, tight class, everyone passed. Roosevelt and myself, tight class, pretty much everyone passed. Eddie, bunch of clicky lone wolves and or clicky folks, and bro, 28 down to 6 people. So that kind of speaks to what I'm saying is that if you were doing something hard together with a bunch of people and you were a unified kind of group, you're going to be successful, more successful.
Yeah, if you're all on the same
there's page, no backstabbing, but
the school had just started the X-ray program. I was the second class.
Oh, wow.
So I had a lot to do with it too.
The guinea pig class.
That's what I assumed. Like they hadn't worked out all the kinks, you know, and they were just trying to get people to graduate. And so they weren't working out, they'd push them back to another class. And so I don't know. I feel like that probably had a lot to do with it. It being just their second run doing X-ray. And they were doing quarterly classes, so they had only started X-ray 4 months.
Oh wow!
Prior, yeah, to me starting the class. When I got to the registry, I literally probably knew about 10%, and I felt like I guessed on everything.
Oh wow!
Like to the best of my knowledge.
No, I think the type of program that Eddie went to, they probably went just above the minimum amount of required to sit for the registry as far as clinical hours. Whereas like Roosevelt and I's program, we did double the minimum. We did like 2,000.
Yeah, we did every day. Yeah,
we did like 2,000 hours.
Every day. I think it was
a little over 1,000.
2 months?
No. Oh, yes. We'd
have 2 months of clinicals and then go back to class. And then
yeah, man, I don't like that. Three times. There's no way.
Yeah, I would struggle in that environment. You
gotta do it every day.
What helped?
And I learned the most doing clinicals.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Like what helped me with school was clinicals and like understand, especially like an exposure in physics, like having to be in clinicals and understand, like looking at the math.
Because
and stuff
you
like
relate,
that.
Like, or you're like, oh, this is why they say to do this, and this is why they say to do that. Oh, now it makes sense. Yeah, you don't get that from X-raying a dummy in the laboratory.
Yeah.
By definition, I'm going to drop some data for you. By definition, we have a deeper engagement with other people when we go through experiences together. We have to consider those conditions we're in, think through the response, consider impacts on others, and solve problems and advice together. So that's for me, X-ray school, it was just one of those experiences where you're just completely engrossed in it. And I really leaned into the group aspect of it, and we were lucky. We had a lot of interaction with our senior students. Shout out to JR and WI from episode 10. We were very lucky. We had a lot of not only shared clinical experience, we would be at the same clinical site as our senior students. But we had study groups. If you're in X-ray school right now and you're struggling, man, you just have to ask for help. That's probably one of the hardest things to kind of accustom yourself to and humble yourself or kind of, like I said, be vulnerable about. You've got to get that good group dynamic, because it's a lot of weight to take on yourself. And
yeah. Study groups don't work, but you can create a bond with each other. You know how many times that we had study groups?
Yeah. See, I guess, those study groups. It was like 88% BSing and then like 12% like, all right, let's read.
Like we didn't even do anything. We were just like hanging out and then like, yeah, we're going to study that we kind of studied and reviewed. It was just one person reviewing something. And then
see those study groups, when you're in this study session, those of you out there listening, I know you know what Roosevelt's talking about. You're like there, you're at your friend's house, you got some pizza rolls fresh out the oven, you got the books cracked open, and maybe you'll get around to cracking open chapter 12.
I don't see that being very productive.
But here's what it does. Here's what it does. It does
create that bond.
Creates that bond, and it does sort of create a level of accountability to where maybe before, a little bit during, and definitely after, you're like, hey, did you end up reading that chapter? Like, yeah, I end up getting to it. Man, I got most of it. I'm still not really sure on whatever, KVP. it creates a level of accountability where you're like, what, I want to look like a complete idiot next time we have a study session or the next morning when we're doing our test or whatever. That group aspect, it can help create that level of accountability.
Hey, did you guys ever go into any of the conferences?
Oh, yeah.
Not as a student.
No?
No.
See, our program...
Ours is awesome.
It wasn't required, but it was like strongly recommended. Every yeah. year, we went to one of either a conference, an X-ray tech specific conference in our state or our neighboring state. Mm-hmm. And man,
that would have been cool to do.
Oh, that's where you really bonded.
So much fun.
Yeah,
and it's not like two schools. It's like I don't want to say hundreds. I mean, a good what
40? Nationwide.
I mean, it is nationwide. It's a lot of schools in there, and you see so many people there. It was so much fun.
Yeah,
so much fun, man.
And that kind of that was, and it would always happen like at the beginning of your second year. Mm-hmm. And man, you really bond there because you're like you're in the extra, and that's why to this day I actually love going to conferences because you're with a big group of people that you can relate to. You can really yeah. bond with and talk to. And man, that those conferences were like an accelerated bonding experience for sure.
Yeah. I was that 19-year-old that was like, all right, we're bringing the urinals. We're going to drink out of it. Remember back?
Yeah, that's right.
Took like a BE bag.
Right.
Like, yeah.
Let's. We did learn something well.
Drinking about a BE tip, yeah.
Ah, yeah, man.
Oh, man. It was awesome.
So, I don't know. For me, I think it's an important part of the process of X-ray school. It's really kind of what makes it sort of special, the fact that you're doing something hard with other people. I've learned as mm-hmm. I've gotten older that, especially nowadays where everything is so easy, bro. I can order something on Amazon. I can have it here today. I don't even have to go to the store anymore. I can DoorDash, and it makes for a very comfortable life. And right. I have found when I'm the most comfortable, I'm usually the most unhappy. It's when I'm doing hard stuff and I mm-hmm. accomplish those hard things that I feel really good. Or if I fail at those hard things, I'm doing some self-evaluation, like hardcore. And that's what I loved about X-ray school because, again, and I sound like a broken record, but if you're going through X-ray school right now and you're in that grind, keep pushing, man, because it's the things in life that you work really, really hard at that are the most memorable. And for me, when I go, I travel all around my state and I get to see a lot of my classmates that I went to X-ray school with. It's like we didn't skip yeah. a beat. Like I couldn't, sometimes I haven't seen a person in 2, 3, 4, 5 years. I see them in the hospital. I'm like, hey, what's honestly, Rose, that's mm-hmm. kind of you and me. Like, I would see you like, I didn't see you for several years. And then I would see you like once or twice a year when I'm at your hospital, and we wouldn't yep. skip a beat. And that's because we created that bond yeah. and that difficult kind of like.
And the next time I was like, hey, Pat, let's do a podcast.
bro, I see you once a year. All right, let's do this. Let's
start, like
let's
we were in extra school.
But honestly, that probably wouldn't have happened if we didn't have that real solid foundation. And that's what X-ray school is about.
But I mean, I know how Eddie feels. Hey, Eddie, so the two people that you had that you studied with or whatever, I mean, were there your yeah. strictly your two friends that you guys just studied? That was it? Your like go-to guys or gals?
Not necessarily study. I mean, yeah, we did. But it was more of just like to work things out, you know, like to go and be like, hey, like, I don't understand this. Like, could you help me out and do this? And, or I don't know, you know, like basically, yeah, we're just helping each other out and things that we didn't.
But the question is, if you know,
trying to make it,
so didn't have those two to fall on, would that been harder for you?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
John, how about you, man? Did you have like this experience in the program to where you guys are like, you said you guys are all close. I'm assuming you guys are the same as Patrick and I, where it's just like going together. Let's go have a drink. This is what we're doing. Like, this crap's hard.
Yeah, we started bonding. Obviously, we didn't know. Obviously, no one knew anyone. So it was just kind of like we're all going through this. We're in it together. We got to make it through this. It's tough. And then in clinicals, like, no one knew what they're doing. So we helped each other out. And so, you know, we just formed bonds on different sites we went to work with each other. And then, so it was, you know, you become friends and then, you know, you help each other through it. And it's like, it's a shared experience. So, you know, it's something that no one else is going through right now besides your people, and no one else knows what it is to go through X-ray school other than, you know, other people that have already gone through it. But, you know, you just don't understand.
Was there like through it? Yeah. But was there like one specific moment that you remember? You're like, yeah, man, this is.
I mean, I remember after our first year of finals, we all went out.
Oh, man.
I think that was like the first time as a class. We went to this Mexican restaurant and just let loose and shared stories. And
there's something special about those like post finals decompression
celebrating
hangs, moments, man. It was just like, and all I would do the whole time was like, all right, I definitely failed, bro. And Rose would be like, nah, you're good, man. You got it. I was like, no, man, I'm going to drop out.
With Patrick, I was like, dude, what are you doing? I was like, you got this. I was like, I thought Patrick was like one of the smartest dudes in the class. Like, I'm over here like one of the dummies, I felt like. Yeah.
Young
but
bucks.
Hey, so here's a story that I remember that it's a story that probably only Patrick remembers because he's the only one that probably noticed. And so we had this student in our class, right? She wasn't an initial from the beginning. Out the gate, fellow student. She came in because she's one of the ones that had like little problems. The program like gave her a second chance and all the other stuff, right? So
she basically got kicked out and let back.
So man, I was trying to be nice about it, man. Jesus.
Oh, sorry.
So we were going on our trip.
To be efficient.
Now you're
so we're going on a trip. We're going on a trip, and for some reason, I was like, all right, I'm gonna go with my friends here. I guess this person's gonna drive. Cool. Right, so we're in Atlanta traffic at night, and she, I don't know what like happened that like shot her off, but like she was just driving and bobbing and weaving in traffic, and like I'm in the back like scared because it's like, oh my god, we're gonna die. And Patrick like sees me, like I'm literally hands together, I'm not even that religious, I'm like praying, I'm just like, please. Please. Do you remember that?
This
I remember.
I was just like, it 100%. Was the longest 20 something 30 minutes of one of my lives. I still remember. It was so bad. I thought I was
well. That was during one of our conference, and it was a traumatic experience. And honestly, it
brought you closer together.
That can definitely happen. Those traumatic experiences can bring you closer together. And it was like, after the ride was over, we're like, we survived this.
Yeah, man. Like,
bro.
Like, we got out the car.
You're my boy.
And I was like, oh my God. And I was like,
yeah,
I think I'm going to go to the room now. I was like, I don't even want to hang out.
And honestly, I'm going to put a nice, neat little bow on this. That's sort of what X-ray school is like. If you're just starting X-ray school, it's a scary ass van ride in downtown Atlanta, and you're just flying by the seat of your pants. Honestly, that's sort of what it is. If I'm going to go full circle, sometimes you hydroplane. Sometimes you hit and run.
Dude, I can't wait.
That's a really good metaphor for X-ray school. It really is. It's a white knuckle ride in Atlanta. They have like 15 lane highways. It's a white knuckle ride. Yeah. And here's why I love it though, because you're weaving, you're bobbing, you're trying to get to your destination. If you're in X-ray school, that destination is success, hopefully a new career, whatever. And when you finally get there after that white knuckle ride, the sweating bullets, the praying, I definitely did some praying in X-ray school. That is for sure. Like, please let me pass this test. Dear God, please. And when you finally get there, man, you feel like you've accomplished something. And
God, man,
sometimes just surviving the ride is an accomplishment in itself.
It was, you know, as we go on through life, like we kind of forget. And like, I always forget like how it was actually that hard until like, I'm actually having this conversation with you guys, because now that I'm thinking about it, like it was really hard for me. you know, like I'm dyslexic. So like the whole time, like I didn't know if I was even going to make it to, like, I was just like, yeah, I was just like an idiot. Like, I don't know. Like I can't even read barely. Like, you know.
Yeah. That's a heck of a hurdle to go over, man.
That first semester, even taking anatomy, like my left eye just twitched. It was just from stress. Oh, yeah. Like it was
that's
just
a big indication of
boom,
stress.
Just twitching, just shaking.
For like weeks.
I had like the left eye. I had at least the left eye Lopez twerks. That's what I call it. That was it, dude. It was awful.
Yeah, man.
But if you're
in X-ray school right now, hit us up. We always post whenever we drop an episode. Leave some comments. Let us know how you're doing. Let us know how everything's going. Slide into the DMs. Let us know, like, hey, what are you going through right now? Because I definitely now for X-ray students in and techs, obviously, can you imagine going through X-ray school in what hospitals are like now? Like we had when we were in hospitals, the techs were well staffed. And, you know, volumes weren't super crazy as they are now.
Yeah.
Can you imagine having to learn next to a group of X-ray techs that are stressed out, they're burnt out, they're short staffed? The students now are going through, I'll just go ahead and say it, probably a tougher time than any one of us had through when we went through X-ray school, because there's a whole different magnitude of difficulty that they're is inherently built into the clinical.
Yeah, man,
life
it's
right
different hospital.
And it's and it sucks. It sucks when you're going through it. But when you do get to the end, it's going to be that much more rewarding. And it's so I'm pretty optimistic because at the end of a difficult journey, if you've completed it and you're done, you kind of have just a stronger connection and bond to that journey. And the X-ray techs that are graduating now, that graduated this year, last year, I bet they're damn proud to be X-ray techs because they earned it. They earned it,
for the students out there, like you gotta. It's what you make out of it, right? So yeah, you're being thrown this wrench that normally wouldn't, right? So you have short staff, and I'm sure the techs don't want to spend their time because they're frustrated, really want to go over stuff and teach you. But man, you guys have so much, like so many resources. There's apps now, you know, it's like in 3D. Yeah, like that's, so utilize all of that. Quizzes. Like utilize all
YouTube
of it.
YouTube videos, podcasts.
You know, throwing out the boy Lazy Bones, he's teaching stuff, you know.
Like, yeah,
that's
man.
I just
had a thought.
Oh, breaking news.
Imagine what it was like being a student during COVID.
That's what I'm talking about.
There's students graduating.
Like when they stopped doing clinicals, like we wouldn't allow students for like a whole year.
Yeah, man, that sucks.
I know a lot of programs had to go pretty much
wouldn't
all
they just
online.
Suspend? Like you just...
I think.
But how do you do your clinicals?
They delayed. I know some programs delayed clinicals and just did the didactic online. But can you imagine doing exposure?
Go back and do your clinicals?
Yeah, because you do have leeway.
That's crazy. Yeah, man. That's crazy. I want to talk to, like, if you're out there and you're listening.
Go ahead.
And you went to school during COVID and this happened to you, like, comment to
us. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
What that was like.
Honestly, yeah, we should try to have somebody on the pod because I would really like to just...
That would be very interesting to pick their brain, like just to how, like what happened, how that affected them, you know?
That's a good question. That's good to have. We should definitely try to get somebody on here for that because that'd be good.
Yeah, 100%, man. So if you're out there and you're on that white knuckle ride of X-ray school, hang in there. Enjoy the ride as much as you can. But keep on keeping on because it's well worth it in the end. And, I think it's hard, but like I said, in my experience, the most rewarding things to me professionally and personally have come at the end of a very difficult, journey.
And here's, this is going to be a question for all you guys. So actually I want to hear, you know, everyone's experience and how they felt. It's like, when you graduated, now that we're sitting here talking about it, how did you guys feel? Do you guys feel relieved, happy? It was the biggest accomplishment you ever made. Like, be honest, like, how did you feel? Like, Eddie, how did you feel just graduating and walking on that stage or whatever you did?
Graduating was awesome. I mean, it was just like I graduated college. Wasn't sure if I would do it or, you know, if it would happen or what I would graduate for. So just graduating was awesome. Then I would say the most terrifying part of the whole schooling was waiting for. So now everybody gets, nowadays, everybody gets.
Oh my God. Yes. Sucked for us.
So when we got our results, it was mailed to us and it took a long time. And they told you like,
yeah,
exactly. Ooh, yeah. They told you it's going to be a huge packet if you passed, or it's a small little letter. And I was going to the mailbox every single day.
Yeah, me too.
Just checking the mailbox just, it didn't come. And I had a vacation to Key West with my family. And I was just like, please come before this vacation. Please come before this vacation. Because I was like, it's not going to be a vacation for me if it doesn't come.
Oh, bro.
Because the whole time I'd just be sitting there thinking, all right, it came and it's a small letter.
Ooh.
And
wait, it's sitting but there did it come?
Waiting for me.
Nice.
It came, yes. And it came 3 days before vacation.
Oh, wow.
How was your vacation?
So I bet it made it a great vacation.
Whoop, whoop. Like, oh, my God. Yes, it was the best vacation ever.
Mother, you better call me Eddie RTR as we go to the Keys.
Exactly. I was signing my bar checks with RTR.
Sir, this is a Chili's. You don't need to do that.
That's my boy. See?
Shut up, Chili's.
Just being proud. Pat, what about you, man?
What about you, John?
No. For me, actually, you know what? So, because we graduated the same, we'll probably have similar stories. So, John.
For me, it was awesome. I mean, it's like you get to the point and you finally accomplish what you've been working for 2 years and you're with everyone that went through the same experience. We all survived together. So it was just such.
But you took like a year off, right? Because
then it was just like.
Didn't you take the year off or no?
No, before I started exercising.
Yeah, so it was probably like finally for you, huh?
Yeah, finally, like, you know, it took me 5 years to get associates, and then, so I was like, finally, all my
college. I should have had my master's. Yeah.
I may have done that four-year AA track as well.
Yeah, me too.
Well, it's like, well, you almost, everyone does, because you, a year or 2 years of prereqs.
Oh, yeah.
And so.
Yep.
You should get better from the start, but.
You see, that's crazy because, like, I did my prereqs and the whole course in the 2 year program.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow. So, some people built it in.
Yeah.
So
like I'm saying, it's an accelerated program. Like, a day was a month. It was crazy because, like, if you were sick and you missed a day, you missed a lot.
Oh, yeah.
So you took, like,
You take a day off and you're like, hey, what did y'all cover? You're like, x-ray tube.
So we had one class at a time and we did one class in a month. So we did a year's worth of learning.
What the
freak? Oh, wow.
That's terrible. I feel like that you can't learn that. That's tough.
I don't know. I would not excel in that.
Heck no, man.
That'd be too hard for me.
I was trying to figure out a freaking rib series. You know, I look back at it, I'm like, why was that hard? It's the ribs. It's only 12.
I know.
Oh, man. But For everyone listening right now, Patrick and I, when we graduated together, so Patrick was already like artsy and like doing videos and stuff like that. So Patrick did our like, is it the only video in that program? Or did you make some for everybody else?
Probably.
I feel like ours was just.
I did for some other, for the next few years I did. But I always do those video projects or stuff like that because I think it'll be less work and it's always 1,000 times more work.
but
yeah, I did because
like the yearbook editor.
That's it was kind of like it was a montage of video and of all, cause I was like recording everything before it was cool.
If I can find that picture of Patrick, myself and our other friend, for our,
I still have all the videos.
It's pretty cool.
Pictures.
But like we like did a fundraiser.
They're on a hard drive somewhere.
Patrick and I and our friend, which is like as ketchup, mustard, and hot dogs to sell sodas.
It's those X-ray bonds, man. There's something special about them.
quickly, Pat, like how did you feel?
When extra school finished, like I said, man, it was to date. It was at the time, especially honestly. Now I'm going to be real with you. Honestly, I probably put the most work into X-ray school.
Let me tell you how I felt. And Patrick videotaped it. So we had like at the ceremony was thank you ceremonies. Everybody had like what, 5-3 minutes? Mine was like 15 minutes.
Everyone was, we at our pinning ceremony, everyone recorded like a 60-second thank you. Like, thanks, mom, dad. Shout out to Roosevelt. Roosevelt's was notoriously long. It was like 15 minutes long. It's like, I want to thank the first person I did a portable chest
because that on. Was the most, that was the proudest moment. And I agree with you when you said that, you know, graduating X-ray school was probably the most memorable and the best. It's literally, I still say it to the day 100%. That it was the hardest and the best feeling I've ever had because I was the first to graduate in my family. And considering of what I've been That's through awesome. My life, you know, not even thinking about college, man. Like that was the biggest accomplishment I've ever made, like did. Like that's why I was so like emotional at graduation. I was just like crying, like 15-minute montage of me thanking everybody and their moms. You know, I was like, thank you, Starbucks lady, for introducing me coffee and Columbia coffee. Like, it was a big thing, man.
For keeping me up and studying.
So, man, that was such a big thing. Like, even going through RA school, which was hard, like, X-ray school doesn't even, RA school doesn't compare to how I felt in X-ray school. Like, I didn't even go to graduation. I just went to pinning. Like, pinning was my Rocky moment, done. I didn't even go to graduation.
Yep. Yeah, I get it. I totally get it, for sure.
Well, I think that's a good closure to our episode.
Yeah, man.
Today, Patrick, who's our free clout shout out?
We got a free clout shout out. I'm going to go ahead and throw this out there. I've been a big fan of this person for a long time. I'm a huge fan of the stuff that she is putting out there, and she's been doing it for a long time. And she doesn't need free clout because she's already very popular. But nonetheless, we're a fan of her here at Catheter Jockeys at Rad Girl Creations.
Rad Girl Creations.
She's got Instagram. Man, she's, if you are anywhere near a hospital, she's got a sticker, a pin, a shirt for your career field. She started off as mostly very radiology centric stuff, but now she's got phlebotomy stuff. She's got occupational therapy. Cool little pins. My wife has bought stuff from her. I've got stuff from her. Super creative and very niche. It's like she's got like a pin with some thick barium on it. You're not going to find that on Amazon or Etsy. Like she's got very dialed in specific stuff. I'm a huge fan of her stuff and just want to share a little love. Like I said, she does not
need any of that. Yeah, I've seen her account. I was like, she's doing really good.
But I mean... I'm a huge fan. I like her stuff. I buy her stuff. And if you are looking for some cool radiology swag or ultrasound swag or MRI, CAT scan, she literally touches a little bit of everything. So this week's free clout shout out goes to at Rad Girl Creations, R-A-D.
Yeah. One thing, I would definitely be a fan of Rad Girl Creations, and I'll buy it. If she made a pin of the Thick and Easy.
Oh, she does. For I think she has one, dude. It's like very specific. I'll try to find it and I'll send it to you. I think she does.
Okay, that's how I like my women. Just kidding.
Danielle, cut that.
No, you know what?
Cut that.
Leave it. She'll laugh.
Shout out to speech pathologists out there doing all your modifieds every morning.
She'll laugh a year from now.
All right.
That's it, guys.
Laugh when you're on the street.
Thank you guys for listening.
Guys, rock. If you're out there in X-ray school, keep on keeping on, man.
What is going on?
Oh, crap. I did it wrong one again. Dang it.
God. Hey.
All right, hold on.
Let me let me freestyle.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead.
chickadee China, the Chinese chicken.
You had a drunk stick. All right.
Oh, man.
And we're out.
All right, I got to go to the bathroom.
And we're out.
Deuces?